Brothers and sisters, let us read a few passages from the Bible. Exodus chapter 25, verses
21-22. 又将我所要赐给你的法板放在柜里。
And thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee.
我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜深座上二基路伯中间，和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel.
诗篇132篇,
Psalm 132,
132篇第6节,
verse 6.
我们听说约柜在以法他，我们在基列耶林就寻见了。
When we heard of it at Ephratah, we found it in the fields of the wood.
再又翻回出埃及记第25章。
Back to Exodus chapter 22.
我会读1到8节, 所以就英文的就跟着看好了。
Chapter 25, verses 1 through 8, we only read in Chinese.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来。 凡甘心乐意的，你们就收下，就可以收下归我。所要收的礼物就是金、银、铜、蓝色、紫色、朱红色线、细麻、山羊毛、染红的公羊皮、海狗皮、皂荚末、点灯的油，并做膏油和香的香料，红玛瑙和别样的宝石，可以镶嵌在以弗德和胸牌上。 又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。我今天想跟大家交通一点我在夏令会中的一点领受。I
want to share with you some of the what I received during the retreat.
和我听到了之后引发了一些思想。And
some of the thoughts I have after meditating on it.
这次弟兄的负担是跟我们交通合神心意的人。Our
brother shared with us a man after God's own heart.
我们弟兄很清楚地告诉我们,
Our brother has clearly spoke to us.
一个合神心意的人就是这样的一个人,
One who has a man after God's own heart is such a person.
就是他寻找了神的旨意,
that a person seeks the Lord's will.
他明白了神的旨意,
and he understood the Lord's will.
并且他为着这个旨意而活,
and he lived for this will.
我们弟兄也告诉我们,
Our brother has also told us.
他说神的眼目现在正在遍察全地。And
the eyes of the Lord is looking, searching around the whole earth.
他要寻找一批和他心意的人。One
for to seek people who are after his heart.
因为在神的时间的安排里面。Because
in the time that God has prepared.
我们弟兄说有一个时代的改变。There
is a change in the generation.
就是从恩典的时代到国度的时代。
A change of times from grace to kingdom times.
就我们主在升天之前，他应许他的门徒说他会再来。
When our God ascended, when Jesus ascended, He has already promised His disciples that He will return.
有一天他会再来。
And one day He shall return.
我们就是处在这样一个时代。
We are living in such a time.
神要得到一批人能够明白他的心意。
Lord is trying to gain people to prepare for his return. Our brother used the three things that happened in David's life to tell us his will. That David is to gain Jerusalem. Because God wants to have His name on this earth.
他要让世人看到,
that the people on this earth will see
这个城是神掌权的城,
that this city, that God is reigning in this city.
我们知道在新约的光中, 我们看到耶路撒冷就是神的百姓。
So in the light of the New Testament, we see that Jerusalem refers to His people.
所以神的这个心意是说, 在他的子民的聚集里面, 他要 他要掌完权。
That God wants to reign where His people are gathering.
他要在他的聚会当中，主是元首。
That in His meeting, that He is the one that is reigning.
他的圣灵有绝对的自由。
That His Spirit has full control.
他的旨意在他的民中没有被拦阻。
That His will can be freely. That He can exercise His authority amongst us.
我们弟兄交通的第二点就是大会寻找并运回约柜。
Our brother also shared with us that David was seeking and to bring back the ark.
就是这个事情，我们弟兄告诉我们，神在寻找，在他的聚会中要有他的同在。
That through this thing we know that the Lord is seeking for His presence to be among us.
在教会中最重要的就是主的同在。
That in the church the most important thing is to have His presence.
有了主的同在，就有一切。
That when we have His presence, we have everything.
没了主的存在，一切也没有了。
Then we will lose everything if we do not have His presence.
第三个，我们弟兄跟我们交通是大卫要为神建殿的事情。
The third thing that our brother shared was that David was to build a temple.
他说大卫摸到了神还没有说出来的心意。
He told us that David has touched the will, the heart of God that.What God has not revealed to him.
就神要在他的百姓中能找到一个家，有一个安息。
That God wants to find among His people a house, a place of rest.
我们知道我们就是神的家。
We know that we are the house of God.
因为以弗所书说，我们同被建造成为主的圣殿。
Because in the book of Ephesians, we know that we are being built together to be His temple.
所以神在我们弟兄跟我们讲，神有三个心意，一个心意的三个方面。
The threeSides of God's will.
要得到一个奉主名的聚会。
A meeting that is together in the name of God.
有主同在的聚会。
A meeting with the Lord's presence.
他在他的家中有安息，他的家被建造。
That his house, he will find rest in his house and his house is being built up.
我今天特别想交通就是运回约柜这件事情。
I want to share especially on this point today about bringing back the ark.
以前我还没有这么体会很深。
I have not have such deeper sense of it in the past.
我们弟兄把运回约柜的前前后后都提到了。
Our brother mentioned the bringing back of the ark, the entire process.
他说大卫要寻回约柜那个心是何等的迫切。
That David was earnestly seeking to bring back the ark.
在诗篇136篇，他说他要发誓，他不进他的帐幕，不同他的眼睛打盹。
That in Psalm 132, David said that he will not go into the tabernacle of his house nor onto his bed, and he doesn't slumber.
直到他寻回神的约柜。
That until he seek a place for the ark.
然后我们也看到大卫是如何的重视那个约柜的事。
And David hold in high esteem this matter of the ark.
当愿约柜回城的时候。
When they brought the ark back,
他用了三万人。
He used 30,000 men.
他走六步就有一个献祭。
He offered sacrifice for every six steps.
还要欢呼吹角。
He also they cheered and they blew the horn.
我就在想，大卫需要这样兴师动众吗？
Does David need to go through such extreme?
约柜有这么重要吗？
Is it that important?
我又把自己摆在那个历史的里面。
So I put myself.In that moment in history.
我就在大卫的年间。
And I was during those times.
大卫做完了。
David was king.
全国统一了。
They are all together a nation.
耶路撒冷打下来了。
They have gained Jerusalem.
他百姓有家了。
And the people have their houses.
神也祝福了。
And the Lord has blessed them.
还有神的先知在大卫的身旁。
And the prophets of the Lord is with David.
大约柜在不在没关系。
It's not a problem with the ark is not there.
而且你要知道，约柜已经不在民众已经许久了。
You have to know that the ark has not been there with the people for a very long time.
我稍微算了一下，已经有97年了。
It's about 97 years.
因为圣经告诉我们，自从约柜被掳，后来非利士人归还了之后。
So after the ark has been captured and after.After the Philistines have
把它归回了。
Oh, after the first things have returned the ark,
然后约柜就停在基列耶林山上那个拿比拿达的家中。
So the ark was resting in Abinadab's house.
那是在撒母耳的时候。
That was during Samuel's time.
扫罗王还没被兴起的时候。
Before King Saul was raised up.
97年了。
97 years.
没人关心这件事情。
Nobody cared about this matter.
我就在想，我们今天信主了，好像也是类似的。
I look at ourselves. We believe in the Lord. It's about the same.
我们有聚会了。
We come to meetings.
我们家也安定了。
We settled down.
我们有美好的盼望。
We have a hope.
神的同在有什么关系呢？
What's the matter? God's presence matter to us.
有神的祝福就好了。
We just need His blessing.
我就在思想约柜。我这次认真去查考什么是约柜。
And I look into what is the ark.
可能我们 miss 掉神要告诉我们的东西。
Maybe we have missed what the Lord is trying to tell us.
所以要继续查。
So I went to search.
约柜第一次被提出是提起来是在出埃及记第二十五章。
The first time the ark was mentioned was in Exodus 25.
是神向摩西颁布了律法，然后设立帐幕的时候提到的。
After the Lord had given Moses the laws, and after the when they're going to build the tabernacle,
它是摆在会幕至圣所的一件物。
And it was an item to be placed in the holy holies.
是一个四方的用皂荚木做的柜。
It was being built by shittim wood. Acacia.
里面有神立约的法柜摆在里面。
And the laws were put.The commandments were put in there.
在柜的上面有基路伯遮掩施恩座。
There were cherubims on there.
然后神也说。
And God also said.
我要在那里与他们相会。
That I will commune with them there.
又要从法柜的施恩座中间跟人说话。
I want to speak to them from the mercy seat.
哦，这是神原初的心意。
This was God's original will.
他要在约柜那里与人相遇。
That he wants to meet people there.
与人有交通。
To commune with them.
这是何等的宝贵。
How precious that is.
我想，我又多了想了一点。
I keep thinking about this.
当我们思想整个旧约，想到在全地上，神在哪一个地方会跟人相遇？
When we think about the entire Old Testament, where did God meet people?
只有在约柜那里。
Only where the ark was.
神唯一设立的地方。
That was where God has established that place.
我们怎么可以 miss 掉那个地方？
How can we miss this place?
我就想啊，现在 iPhone 很好用。
I was thinking iPhones are very useful today.
大家都想用。
Everybody wants to use that.
所以全球都有它的专卖店。
They all have the dealers there everywhere.
Minnesota 有它的专卖店。
In Minnesota, they have here.
加州也有。
In California.
美国有，中国也有。
Here in the U.S. and back in China.
亚洲有，非洲也有。
Asia and Africa.
要是有一天。
If one day.
在全球就只有一个专卖店。
If there is only one store that carries Apple products.
我不知道那个店会大家看着怎么宝贵。
I don't know how precious that would have been to a lot of people.
对，要有多长？
How long the queue would have been?
真的在全地上，神只设立一个地方，人可以跟他相遇。
And in all the earth, God only put a place, establish a place that people can come before Him.
约柜是多么的重要。
How important the ark is.
好像没有约柜，整个旧约的世界就好像空荡荡的。
If without the ark, the whole Old Testament is seem to be like empty.
世界就没有了光。
There will be no light in this world.
也没有生命。
No life.
因为没有约柜，就没有神与人相遇。
Because without the ark, there will be no God meeting with men.
约柜这么的重要，但是在大卫的时候，百姓忘记了它。
Even though it was so important, but in the times of David, the people have forgotten about the ark.
因为人心所想的就是我只要在应许地安家乐业就好了。
Because what men wanted that was I would just build my house in the promised land. That is all I needed.
就是在我的周遭不被仇敌压制就好了。
As long as I'm not oppressed by the enemy.
好像没有约柜，生活可以照常运行。
That I can still live my life without the ark.
但大卫不一样。
But it was different for David.
他有不同的眼光。
He has a different view.
他看那个约柜就像他的性命一样。
He sees that the ark is like his life.
在他的生命中没有约柜他不行。
He cannot live without the ark and that if He cannot live without the ark.
要知道约柜跟大卫生活中，其实大卫不在约柜的边上。
David was not on the side of the ark.
而且97年了。
97 years.
约柜不在百姓当中。
The ark was not among the people.
约柜，为什么大卫会这么看重约柜呢？
Why did David hold such importance of the ark?
因为在他的个人的生活里面，他有一个隐藏的生活。
Because David had a hidden life.
虽然他不坐在约柜的面前。
Even though he did not sit before the ark.
但是他的生活，那个隐藏在神面前的生活，就像活在约柜的前面。
But his hidden life before God, it's just like living before the ark.
因为他在与神相会的时候，他碰见了在约柜前的那几件物。
Because while meeting the Lord, he has met the items that are before the tabernacle, before the ark.
我们知道约柜里有法版。
In the ark, because we know in the ark there is the laws, the commandments.
我想说的就是，大卫在他的隐藏生活，他所有的隐藏生活，他都存记在诗篇里面。
I want to say that David's hidden life is all recorded in the Psalms.
所以你仔细把所有大卫的诗篇找出来，你就发现他怎么摸到神约柜同在那个实际。
That if you read carefully the Psalm, you will see the reality how David has touched God's presence.
所以他摸到了那个法柜。
And he touched
法版。
The tablets.
他知道神是全然圣洁、完全公义，而且也是爱。
He knows that God is a holy God, that he is.Of love and righteousness.
所以在诗篇十五篇，他能够说。
So in Psalm 15, he could say.
他说：“谁能寄居你的帐幕呢
？”That who can live in your tabernacle?
他就是行为正直、做事公义、心里说实话的人。
Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? He that walk uprightly and work righteousness and speak truth in his heart.
他也在与神同在隐藏的生活中，他碰到了施恩座。
That in his hidden life with God, he has touched the mercy seat.
因为神要在那里向人施怜悯。
Because God showed mercy there. To what man?
大卫是一个被他父母遗弃的人。
David was being forsaken by his parents.
所以你在诗篇里能够找到。
So in the Psalms you can find.
但是他在神那里找到了家。
But he find his house where God is.
他的心中完全的满足。
He was fulfilled in his heart.
他说我的心平静安稳。
That his heart is quiet and restful.
就像断了奶的孩子在母亲的怀中。
Like the one who was weaned and in the mother's arms.
他说麻雀在耶和华的殿中都能够找到报雏之窝。
That the sparrows have found a resting place in God's temple.
他也摸到了基路伯。
And he has touched his cherubim.
那基路伯是遮盖神的荣耀和他的全能的。
Those who covered the power and glory of the Lord.
我们的神是一位有极大的荣耀的。
God is it's glorious God.
有全能的。
And he is of power.
是一位得胜的主。
One who is victorious.
所以在他的诗篇里面，他经常的在一切的压力的底下，他能够得胜。
So in the psalm you read that under such oppression, David still raised victorious.
不管是在非利士人面前还是在扫罗面前。
Whether before the Philistines or before Saul.
然后他能够说，他说救恩是属于耶和华的。
That salvation is of the Lord.
他也摸到了那个这个柜是一个立约的柜。
That this ark is ark of the covenant.
他让我们知道神是一位守约施慈爱的神。
That God keep his covenant.
他与我们立了一个永远的约。
That he has had an eternal covenant with us, an everlasting covenant.
一个生命的约。
A life covenant.
他是我们的神。
That he is our God.
我们是他的子民。
That we are his people.
他也在那里经历了神怎么与他说话。
That he has also experienced how the Lord spoke to him.
知道神向着他儿女的心意。
To know the heart of the Lord toward his children.
他所以在诗篇能够说，他说看那弟兄和睦同居是何美的，何等的美，何等的善。
That how blessed it is for brothers to dwell together.
他能够看到他在神面前的那个有个永远的救恩。
That he has seen that everlasting salvation before the Lord.
他说你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者被朽坏。
That you will not cast my soul in Sheol.And you will not let your Holy One see corruption.
这些都是我们听到的。
These are what we have heard of.
但是我们常常没有经历的。
But we have not experienced it.
但大卫就在他不多的年日里面，他经历了这些真实。
But in David's short days, he have experienced this reality.
就像我们弟兄刚才诗歌一样，他是我们藏身之所。
That he is our hiding place.
所以大卫能够从心中说，他说神是我的避难所。
That he in from his heart, David could say that the Lord is my hiding place.
是我的山寨，是我的亮光，是我的拯救。
My fortress, my light, and my salvation.
是我生命中的力量。
And the strength of my heart, my strength of my life.
他在隐藏的生活中，他经历了什么是约柜。
That in his hidden life, he has experienced what the ark is.
在他的心中，约柜就是神的同在。
In his heart, the ark is the presence of the Lord.
就是神的自己。
The Lord himself.
在那里你可以碰到神的自己。
That there you can touch the Lord himself.
所以大卫在诗篇里他说，只有一次，就是能够住在耶和华的殿中，向他求问。
That David said in the psalm that there is only one thing that he could dwell in the house of the Lord to seek him, to inquire of him.
当我想到这许多的时候，我心中就，我觉得我们实在不认识神的同在。
When I thought about these, I see that we do not understand the Lord's presence.
我们要在神面前有个懊悔。
We have to repent before the Lord.
神的同在被我们忽略了。
We have ignored the Lord's presence.
被我们轻视了。
We despise the Lord's presence.
有一天晚上啊、在读那个诗篇一百三十二篇的时候
When I was reading Psalm 132
特别读到第六节
Especially verse 6
他说我们听说约柜在以法他我们在基列耶林就寻见了
No, we heard of it at Ephrata We found it in the fields of the wood
突然有一句话抓住我
There was a word that caught me
就是听说了他就寻见了
We heard of it and then we found it.
我就在想，要是我听说约柜在哪里，我会怎么一个反应
？I was thinking in my heart, if I were to hear about the ark where it was, how would I react?
我真的会去寻找吗
？Would I truly go seek after it?
我知道它的宝贵，但是我真的会去寻找吗
？I know how precious it is, but would I truly go look for it?
直到找到为止吗
？Until I found it.
所以就好像，在许多的讲，就是好像我们在听了很多的信息，知道神的心意。
We have heard a lot of messages about His will.
我们听说了。
We have heard of it.
我们真的去寻见吗
？Do we truly go and find it?
我们知道要聚会。
We know we ought to meet together.
要聚会中要有主的同在。
When we meet together, we have to have the Lord's presence.
我们听说了，但是我们又有许多的杂事把我们忙乱了。
We have heard of it, but we have been encumbered by many other things.
所以我们没有寻见。
So we did not find it.
我们也知道安静到主的面前是非常好的，我们需要这样的生活。
We know that it is good to come before the Lord and quiet before Him, and we need this kind of quiet time before Him.
我们有许多的软弱，然后我们听说了，我们没去寻见。
And we have a lot of weaknesses, and we heard it, and we did not go and find it.
我们常常说信心的路我们要走。
We often say that we have to walk this path of faith.
当我们真的把脚要摆在神把我们的脚摆在信心的路的前面的时候，我们却不敢迈前。
But when the Lord brought us on this path of faith, we are afraid to step forward.
我心中被提醒，我们常常听说了，我们要像大卫一样去寻见吗
In my heart, I was thinking.We oftentimes we heard of it, but do we like David go seek after it?
跟大家一点啊勉励，我们一起，我们听说了神的同在，我们要去寻见他。
So I encourage every one of us that when we hear about His presence, let us go find Him.
我们弟兄也劝勉我们，他说他讲的一句话就是蛮重的。他说人若没有在神面前真实的跟神。一个交通的生活，他说我们不过是做宗教的生活而已。
Our brother said something, shared something with us that is very serious. That if we do not have the life before the Lord, then we are just living a religious life.
我们是不是这样的
？Are we like that?
然后我们弟兄也说，他说主说的，他说但不可少的只有这一件。
The Lord said that's just one thing that you cannot lack of.
因为我们每个人心中都被他提醒。
That we in our hearts are reminded of this matter.
我们都有这样一个实际的生活。
That we have this in reality.
好叫当我们真的能够过这种隐藏的生活。
When we live such a hidden life.
他的工作在他的民中会显得何等的丰富。
Then we will see the abundance of his work among his people.
我们真的能够享受他的安息。
Then we truly can enjoy his rest.
在他里面能够得胜。
That we can have victory in him.
大卫有这么多啊，许多经历主的事情。
David has a lot of experiences with the Lord.
有对主自己一个丰富的认识。
And he has such knowledge of the Lord.
所以他被神兴起来建立他的国。
So the Lord raised him up to build his kingdom.
建立他的家。
To build his house.
大卫是一个合神心意的人。
David was one that was after God's own heart.
但在他的生命当中有一个秘诀。
And there's a secret in his life.
就是在十六篇大卫的经诗第二节。
It was in Psalm 16, verse 2.
他说我的心啊你曾对耶和华说你是我的主我的好处不在你以外
And O my soul thou hast said unto the Lord thou art my Lord my goodness extended not to thee
这就是我们弟兄、信息的第二天的信息里面他说要让主耶稣坐宝座
That the Lord is reigning in all thrones
真的让他能够坐主
That he is the Lord
只有当大卫是把主摆在他真的做主的地位上的时候
That when David put the Lord in his place
他的心中真的能够说耶和华是我的产业
That he can say that the Lord is my inheritance
是我杯中的份
It's my portion
他能够对神的安排里面满了满足
That the Lord's arrangement David is fulfilled in his heart
在许多的环境里面他能够说我要称谢那指教我的耶和华
That in all the circumstances he can praise the Lord
他说我能够不致摇动
That he shall not be shaken
这许多的经历都是跟他说我曾经对耶和华说过
All these experiences is because he said I have said it to the Lord
就是他年幼的时候把自己的主权奉献给主
That when he was still young he has given his right to the Lord
让他来掌握
That the Lord will reign.
刚才我们也读了，在神家的建造的里面。
That in the building up of God's house.
他是用什么来建造的呢
？What is he building it with？
他是叫民中凡甘心乐意献给他的，他就收下来，来用来建造会幕的。
Among the people, those who are willing to give, that he will build the tabernacle with it.
我想交通就是神在看奉献这件事情是何等的重要。
That God.Sees it very important this matter of consecration.
如果没有这样一个真实的奉献的话
if that was not true consecration,
我们在人的团体里面，我们能够找到家。
Maybe we can find a house among a home among a group of people.
但是在神自己里面找不到家。
But we cannot find it in the Lord.
因为我们还有另外的主人。
Because we have another master.
我们也会两眼迷糊，我们始终不能明白神的旨意。
And our eyes can blurry, we cannot see and understand the will of the Lord.
我们也会常常像米非波设一样。
And we'll be oftentimes like Mephibosheth.
我心灵愿意，肉体软弱。
Even though we have the heart desire, but we are weak in our flesh.
如果我们没有奉献的话。
If we have not consecrated ourselves.
因为我们不能让神在我们身上施恩典。
Then we cannot have God's grace given to us.
那我们在奉献的时候也常常有许多的挣扎，有许多的难处拦阻了我们来奉献。
And many times of difficulties and struggles we had that it's obstructed us to consecrate ourselves.
因为我们会想，我交给了神，神要让我吃多大的苦头呢？
Oftentimes we think if we give it to the Lord, then the Lord will make me suffer.
有多少的事我喜欢做的他不让我做呢
There'll be a lot of things maybe he wouldn't let me do if I were to consecrate myself to him
有许多的决定都让主来做那我怎么办呢
If I let God make the decisions in all my life then what do I do
是不是太冲动了
Is this just impulsiveness
是不是太蛮难了
Is this
不让你蛮难 Blinded
Blinded
是一个 blind 的 decision
like a blind decision
对 但我想说是交给人这句话是对的。
Like if I give it to a person, then that's right.
你随便交给一个人，的确是冲动的、蛮难的。
Indeed, it's like a, you know, if you just impulsiveness, you know, you just pass it to a person.
但是你是交给主就不一样了。
But it's different when you handed it to the Lord.
我记得有一个故事对我 personally 很有帮助。
I know a story that is very helpful to me personally.
有些弟兄姊妹也听过。
Brothers and sisters, some of you have heard about this before.
我想再说再提起这件事，希望主对我们啊，在这件事给我们一个新的帮助。
And I want to say this, tell the story again. May the Lord give help us, you know, to see it.
就是奉献到底是怎么一回事
？What is the matter of consecration？
这是一件啊真实的故事，是在东南亚有一个姊妹，她因着主的爱的激励，她到中国的东北去教书。
There was a sister from Southeast Asia, and because of the Lord's love compelling her, she went over to China to teach.
她借着教书也拯救人的灵魂。
And through teaching, she helped to save some souls.
她常常早起亲近主。
And she woke up early to draw nigh to the Lord.
有一天很早的时候，大概五点的时候，她还听到有人敲门。
And one morning, early morning, about 5, somebody knocked on the door.
她奇怪，怎么会有这么早有人敲门？
How come people knock so early?
他就打开门去看。
So she opened the door.
他东看西看，好像都没看到有什么。
And she couldn't see anything.
因为那时候天还没亮嘛。
Because it was still dark.
当他一低头的时候，他就发现在他的门口摆着一个婴孩。
But when she bowed down her head and she saw an infant was just laying there on the floor.
他心中马上就明白了。
And she understood in her heart.
因为这个婴孩是小儿麻痹症的，他们的父母不要他。
The child have polio? Okay.
他就在想，我怎么带这个小孩呢？
So she was wondering, how can I care for this baby?
我是要抱他起来呢，还是不抱他起来呢？
Do I carry her, or do I just leave her there?
他知道他的责任很大。
She knew her responsibility.
当他一抱他起来的时候，
the moment she were to carry her,
那个小孩一生的责任是她去承担。
That she'll be responsible for the entire life of this child.
不是那个小孩去承担。
Not the child has no responsibility there.
那个弟兄在交通的时候，他说我们就是那个弃婴。
When our brother shared with us, he said that we are this baby who has been forsaken.
我们就像那个小儿麻痹症的人。
We are just like one who had the polio.
我们在这个世界上。人藐视我们。
We have been despised in this world.
但我们是没人要的一批人。
And we are people whom nobody wanted.
是神把我们提取出来的。
But the Lord lifted us up.
他说奉献就是你对，就像那个婴孩对那位姊妹说，求你收容我。
And he shared that consecration is just like that baby telling the sister, please receive me.
因为他要是不交给那个姊妹的话，他的一生他要自己负责。
If she doesn't hand over her right, then she has to be responsible for her entire life.
他不知道怎么生活。
She doesn't know how to live.
因为他的脚不好。
Because her legs are crippled.
他不知道怎么安排自己的前面的。
She cannot arrange for her future.
所以我们这时啊，这个故事告诉我们，当我们真的把自己奉献的时候，是神的恩典愿意接纳我。他要把他所有的恩典都倾注在我们的身上。
That when we consecrate ourselves to the Lord, that He will give us all His grace. He will pour out His grace upon us.
愿我们都能够看到这是主的恩典，我们把自己奉献给他。
That we can see that it indeed is the grace of God that we consecrate ourselves to Him.
在英国曾经有一个叫开西的聚会。
There was in England the Catholic meeting.
有位弟兄穆安德烈他就记载了一个祷告。
And Brother Andrew Murray has recorded this prayer.
就是在那个广场公开祷告的时间里面，有一个年轻人的声音。
When they have an open prayer time in the square, there was this young man who prayed.
他向着天祷告。
He prayed and toward heaven.
他说：“主啊，我把自己献在祭坛上，求你任意的使用。”
He said, Lord, I offer myself on the altar. You can do whatever you want.
好叫世人看到，当一个人完全的把自己交托给你的时候， 你在他身上到底有多大的工作。
That people can see what great work you have when we have given ourselves to you.
我们的弟兄记载了这样一个祷告。
The brother recorded such a prayer.
神听到了。
God heard it.
神在那个时代有个极大的复兴的工作。
And God has such a great revival during that time.
所以我今天的交通就是有三点。
I've shared three points today.
一个，我们真的是在主面前有个真实的、隐藏的、跟他交通的生活。
That we truly have a hidden life with Him, in Him, that we have communion with Him.
我们要寻，第二个就是我们要寻得主的同在。
That we have to seek and find His presence.
就是我们自己与神同在，也把神的同在带到神的百姓当中。
That having a hidden life before Him and His presence, that will bring it to His people too.
最后就是让我们在神面前的奉献是一个真实的、彻底的。
That before the Lord, our consecration is true and complete.
好叫我们在神的面前，我们极大的恩典能够在他建造他家的事情上有份。
That we will receive much grace to be in the building of His house.
Okay, 我的交通就到这里。
I'll share this far. Brothers and sisters, please turn with me to Romans.
罗马书十一章
Romans chapter 11,
三十六节
verses 36.
罗马书十一章三十六节
Romans 11:36.
因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归于他，直到永远。Amen.
For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
我们再翻到以弗所书。
Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章。
Chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章十七到十八节。
Chapter 1, verses 17 through 18.
十八节的前半部分。
And 17 and first half of 18.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父。将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened.
然后我们翻到约翰福音。
Gospel of John.
约翰福音十四章。
Gospel according to John, chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们大家都非常熟悉的一处。
十
四章第六节。
Chapter 16, verse 6. Chapter 14, verse 6.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me."
最后，我们再翻到启示录。
The last revelation.
启示录第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章第六节。
Chapter 5, verse 6.
前面一部分哈。
First half.
我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain.
我上次和弟兄姊妹交通到这个，就是我们罗马书这里讲到的。因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他。
And I've shared with you the last time that all things are from him, through him, and to him.
也就是说，神的创造都是遵乎一个原则。
That the Lord's creation is according to one principle.
就是以主耶稣基督为中心。
That Christ Jesus is the center.
有三方面。
Three sides of it.
是本于他。
Of him.
倚靠他。
Through him.
或者说是通过他
or you said through him
归于他
and to him
或者为着他
or for him
那我上一次跟弟兄姊妹交通到本于他
I've shared of him
我这一次这个应该是可能应该只能跟你们交通依靠他
And this time I can only probably share it through him.
我上次嗯跟弟兄姊妹讲到一件非常重要的事情。
Shared one very important thing.
就是说神他要在我们这一个属灵这一个生命当中做一个起头。
That God is going to do like a start initiating in our life.
他的生命就是在我们里面这个起头。
That his life starts within us.
当他的生命进到我们里面的时候。
When his life enter into us.
我们里面就有光了。
In us there is light.
这个光就带来启示。
And this light brings revelation.
这个启示就告诉我们神的旨意是什么。
And this revelation tells us what the will of the Lord is.
刚才我们弟兄跟我们交通到。
Our brother shared with us earlier.
说我们要认识主的旨意。
That we have to know the will of God.
但是如果我们没有启示的话。
But if we do not have revelation.
我们没有说在追求认识主的过程中主在我们心中开我们心中的眼睛。
And if while pursuing the Lord, if the Lord did not open our eyes,
那我们只能落入宗教和规条的里面。
Then we can only be in religion and law, and rules.
神的旨意也没有在我们里面做开通。
And the Lord's will has not started in us.
我们是一个没有路的人。
And we have is one without a way to go.
这次夏令会哈，我觉得给我触动非常大的，就是我发现这个弟兄姊妹们心中就是好像被 stir up。
One thing that really touched my heart at this retreat was that brothers and sisters, that our hearts have been stirred up.
我们好像里面有对主有一个火。
As if there is a fire in us.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
但是哈，我回来我就想到一件事情。
When I returned, I thought about this thing.
我们知道这个当主复活的时候。
When the Lord after the Lord has resurrected.
有两个门徒。
There were two disciples.
他们在往那个以马忤斯的路上。
On the road to Emmaus.
他们这个主就亲自向他们显现。
The Lord would met them there.
跟他们讲话。
And spoke to them.
但是呢，这个圣经里面讲到一件事啊。
The Bible mentioned one thing.
他说他们这两个门徒的眼睛模糊了。
That their eyes were blinded.
不认识他。
They didn't know him.
啊，主就跟他们讲了一路关于从摩西到先知关于。主耶稣基督他自己的事情。
And the Lord spoke to them all his things according to Moses and the prophets.
大家想不想让主耶稣基督亲自给我们讲解加进圣经？
Do we like that the Lord Jesus will speak to us about the Bible?
应该比那个钟弟兄呢，当然钟弟兄跟我们交通的非常好啊，但是主如果亲自跟我们讲话，就给我们讲圣经，好不好？
Of course, Brother John spoke very well, but if the Lord were to speak to us,
但这里有个非常关键的事情。
But here's a crucial thing.
他们没有认出他是主。
They did not recognize the Lord.
直到他们在一起拨饼的时候。
Until they broke bread together.
直到主把饼拿起来的时候。
Until the Lord took up the bread.
时候。
And blessed and broke it.
他们圣经这个主的话告诉我们，他们的眼睛被打开了。
And the Bible tells us that their eyes were opened.
他们就认出啊，这是主。
And they recognize that this is the Lord.
他们就回想当时他们在路上跟主怎么跟他们讲话。
Then they were thinking about what the Lord has spoken to them.
他们说我们当时的心中不是火热的吗？
Well, at that time our hearts were warm.
但是他们没有认出他们。
But they didn't recognize him.
所以我这次我在主面前哈，我这个以弗所书里面讲到说求。将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
That he will give to us a spirit of revelation and knowledge.
刚刚我们弟兄说，我们听到了关于主的事情。
That we have heard about the things of God.
我们听到了约柜。
We have heard about the ark.
我们听到神要在我们这里有一个安息。
We heard that the Lord wants to find rest among us.
为什么我们不去寻找？
Why do we not seek it?
可能只是它只是一个知识。
Maybe it's just a knowledge.
它对我们非常遥远。
It's very far from us.
我们心中没有见到。
And we have not seen it in our hearts.
心中真的看到了。
If we truly see in our hearts,
我们就会被吸。
Then we will be drawn.
所以求主把那个赐人智慧和启示灵赏给我们。
That he will give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
不要只停留在火热的这个地步哈。
Do not just stay where as if your heart is warm.
火热是好的。
It is good.
但会过去的。
But it will pass.
但启示不会过去。
But the revelation will not pass.
啊，今天这个我跟弟兄姊妹交通到交通一件事就是依靠他。
I want to share with you how to trust in him.
这个我们刚才读到哈，这个启示录里面这个约翰他看到一件事情。
In Revelation, John saw.
他说他看见羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。
That the lamb, he saw the lamb there as if it had just been slain.
这羔羊我们知道它是指着主。我们主耶稣基督。
We know that the Lamb spoke about our Lord Jesus.
但他这个羔羊有一个特点。
But this lamb has a
characteristic. 它是被杀过的。
That it had been slain.
我今天就要跟弟兄姊妹交通道，就是说，主是我们的道路。
I want to share, brothers and sisters, that the Lord is our way.
通过他，就是他是我们的道路。
That through him, he is our way.
什么样的道路？
What kind of way?
当我们真的摸到我们的主的时候，
And indeed, when we touch our Lord,
我们就碰到他的十字架。
That we touch his cross.
他被杀过，就是他被钉过十字架。
He had been slain, that means he had been crucified on the cross.
我们知道我们主复活了以后，他的那个身体是这个 perfect 完全的哈，这个。
We know that our Lord has a perfect body when he resurrected.
个荣耀的身体。
As a glorious body.
但是呢，你发现他手上有伤痕呢。
He still have nail pierced hand.
说明什么？
What does that mean?
说明这个十字架这个印记不离开他。
That this mark of the cross does not leave him.
直到永永远远。
And this is forever.
所以这告诉我们说，他说，主告诉我们，他说他是道路。
The Lord spoke to us that He is the way.
这条道路就是十字架道路。
This way is the way of the cross.
而且只有一条道路。
There's only one way.
就是十字架道路。
That's the way of the cross.
我今天就想跟弟兄姊妹交通一下十字架路。
I want to share with you the way of the cross.
我们这里我强调一点哈。
I want to emphasize on one thing.
就是十字架的路是唯一的路。
That the way of the cross is the only way.
如果没有十字架的路，
If there is no this way of the cross,
主说我是道路、真理和生命。
The Lord said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
我们就不会有那个真理的实际的。
That we will not have the reality of the truth.
我们也得不到那个所谓的丰盛的生命。
That we will not be able to gain the abundant life.
我们来读起出主的话。
We'll read a few passages.
马太福音第七章。
Doctor, according to Matthew chapter 7.
大家也非常熟悉的一处。马太福音第七章十三到十四节。
Chapter 7, verses 13 and 14.
说你们要进窄门，因为引道灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引道永生，那门是窄的，路是小的。找着我们就不翻了。
We only read in Chinese.
找着的人也少。我们再看使徒行传。
Acts
十四章。
Chapter 14.
二十节。
Verse 20.
十四章二十节。
14:20.
二十节的后半部分到二十二节。
Second part of verse 20 all the way through verse 22.
Only in Chinese.
Yes, only in Chinese.
第二天，同巴拿巴往特庇去，对那城里的人传了福音，使好些人做门徒，就回路斯德、以哥念、安提阿去，坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道。又说我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难。这个他是第二天同巴拿巴，这是指保罗哈。这个所以这个讲到第一件事关于十字架路。
First thing about the cross.
主告诉我们是窄门，是窄路。
That is a narrow, it's a straight gate and a narrow way.
宽的路啊，大的路，宽的门，进去的人多，但是是引到灭亡。
The wide gate and the broad way, it leads to, a lot of people go there, but it leads to destruction.
灭亡就是说我们这一生是枉费的。
Then our whole life is wasted.
就算我们信了主。
Even if we believe in the Lord.
我们走的是宽门大路，我们这一生是枉费的。
If we are walking in the wide gate and broad way, then our whole life has been wasted.
但是如果我们走窄路，进窄门。
And if we walk the straight gate and the narrow way.
就是引到生命。
That you lead to life.
我们知道我们都有主的生命。
We know we all have the life of God.
但是他说我来是使人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
But the Lord said He has come to give life and life more abundant.
主不是只要我们得救。
He doesn't just want us to be saved.
不是只是得了那个永生的生命。
Not just the everlasting life.
就为止了。
And that's it.
主要我们得到丰盛的生命。
But He wants us to have the abundant life.
让他的生命在我们里面能够成长。
That His life in us can grow.
那这里有一件事。
There is this thing.
就是。主要让我们进窄门，走窄路。
That the Lord wants us to walk the straight gate and the narrow way.
我想说这个窄门，刚才我们弟兄跟我们讲奉献的事情。
Our brother spoke about consecration.
我们首先这个进门，但是他说找到哈，找到人也少。
That those who found it are few.
弟兄，我们先要找到。
First we have to find it.
也就是说，主要开我们眼睛。
The Lord is going to open our eyes.
让我们看到这是唯一的。
That this is the only way.
但是我们要进窄门。
And we want to walk the straight gate and narrow.
我们愿意把我们自己奉献给主。
That we want to consecrate ourselves to Him.
这是起步的事情。
这是
起步的事情。
This is the beginning.
这个窄路有一个特点。
There is this characteristic of the straight gate, narrowing.
就是我们刚才《使徒行传》里面读到的。
This is what we read in Acts.
说我们进入神的国必定经过许多艰难。
That we will go through much tribulation to enter into the kingdom of God.
当我们愿意把自己奉献给主以后。
When we are willing to, when we were willing to consecrate ourselves to the Lord,
这个主的话基本跟我们说，会有许多艰难。
That the Lord, His word tells us that there will be tribulation.
可以是魔鬼，可以是魔鬼的试探。
Can be temptation of the of Satan.
魔鬼的攻击。
His attack.
疾病。
And sicknesses.
人的逼迫。
And persecution.
毁谤。
And slander.
难处。
And other difficulties.
主的管教。
And God's dealings.
但如果我们，我只想告诉弟兄姊妹哈，我们信主，我们主爱我们，给我们很多恩典。
We believe in the Lord. The Lord loves us, and He gives us grace.
但是我们不能有那个一个错误的观念哈。
We can have this kind of misleading concept.
就是好像我信了主以后，我就一帆风顺了。
That I would lead a very easy life after I believe in the Lord. Everything would be so smooth sailing.
但其实是相反的。
It's the opposite.
当我们真的愿意跟随主。
When we truly are willing to follow the Lord.
走这条十字架路。
To walk this way of the cross.
你就发现环境就开始变了。
And the circumstances change.
你发现不是那么容易的。
You find that it is not so easy.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
我稍微交通一下我自己的感受哈。
I'll share a little bit how I feel.
我们当时那个2013年的时候，孙弟兄到我们中间。
2013, when Brother Sun was among us,
他跟我们交通到进窄门，走窄路。
He shared about entering through the straight gate and narrow way.
我当时心里面真的是被吸引。
I was drawn from within my heart.
我知道这是唯一的。
I know that this was the only way.
我就跟主说，主，我愿意走这条。
So I told the Lord, Lord, I am willing to walk this way.
我可以跟大家讲哈，我到现在我在回顾我这几年的事情哈。
When I look back the last few years,
我发现我人生完全不是按照我自己想的那个发展的。
I realized that my life did not go according to how I had planned for it. It's completely the other way.
很多事情发生。
And many things have happened.
都不是我想到的。
It's not what I had thought about.
像伟修讲的哈，伟修弟兄讲的。
Just like what Brother Wei Xiu shared.
发现哎，怎么生活中就出现了很多就是很匪夷所思的事情呢？
There are things that just happen.
所以我想告诉弟兄姊妹第一点哈，我们走窄路有环境。
That there is when we walk the narrow way, there are circumstances.
但这个不是只停在这儿了，我们就受苦了，是吧？
We do not just stop there and suffer.
主给我们环境是有目的的。
God has a purpose when He laid down all these circumstances.
我们一起来看哥林多后书。
We'll read Second Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章。七到十一节
Chapter 4 verses 7 through 11
哥林多后书第四章七到十一节
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verses 7 through 11
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里要显明这莫大的能力是出于神不是出于我们我们四面受敌却不被困住心里作难却不致失望遭逼迫却不被丢弃打倒了却不致死亡身上常带着耶稣的死使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上然后我们来看第十六节
And verse 16,
所以我们不丧胆外体虽然毁坏内心却一天新似一天
For which cause we faint not but through our outward man though our outward man perish yet the inward man is renewed day by day
这里讲这一节经文它讲到外体和内心
It spoke about outward man and the inward man.
但其实我们仔细读原文的话，它里面是讲到外面的人，里面的人。
In the original text, it's the outward man and the inward man.
外面的人是什么？
What is the outward man?
就是我们的己，我们的魂生命。
Ourself, our soul life.
里面的人呢？
What about the inward man?
就是那个灵的生命，就是主的生命。
That spirit in us, that God's life in us.
他说有我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
That we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
宝贝就是我们的主。
That treasure is our Lord.
瓦器就是我们外面的人，我们外面的生命。
Earthen vessels is this outward life.
我想到这儿哈，我稍微岔开去一点。
I thought about this. I'll kind of sidetrack a little bit.
我最近有个很深的感觉。
I have this deep sense in me.
就我们知道，我们瓦器，我们每个人都不一样哈。
We are all different. These earthen vessels.
长得也不一样。
We are, look different.
性格也不一样。
A different personality.
这个我们的这个经历也不一样。
Our experiences are different.
我们甚至我们可能这个啊，这个可能我们的这个叫什么 ethnicity 也不一样，就是种这个。
We have different ethnic background.
Yeah. 但是这里有一个宝贝。
But there is this treasure.
我想刚才弟兄他讲到约柜。
Our brother spoke about the ark.
讲到我们主的同在。
Spoke about our Lord's presence.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有感觉说我们主在我们里面他那个同在是很宝贵。
Have you thought about how precious it is for the presence of the Lord to be in us?
如果没有这个宝贝在我们里面。
If we do not have this treasure in us.
我们都是不相干的人。
We are not related at all.
我们之所以聚在这儿。
The reason we are gathered here together.
因为有这个宝贝在我们里面。
Because we have this treasure in us.
这个我是岔开去。
This is just another thing.
但是我刚才跟弟兄姊妹讲说，我们之所以有很多环境兴起来。
I spoke that because we have all these circumstances that raised us.
当我们愿意跟随主走这条窄路的时候。
If we are willing to follow the Lord and walk this narrow way.
这个环境是有个目的。
These circumstances have a purpose.
就是要把我们的外体带到毁坏。
That our outward man will be brought to perish.
我们里面的人。
That our inward man
能够出来。
Will come out.
所以这里我们看到保罗他有一些的经历。
We see that Paul has some experiences.
他说他四面受敌却不被困住。
That he has been blocked from all sides and he's not been binded there.
心里作难却不致失望。
That he in his heart. That he was perplexed but not in despair.
他遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
But he was persecuted but not forsaken.
打倒了却不致死亡。
And he was cast down but he was not destroyed.
有感觉哈。
You can feel it.
好像他所经过的事情好像被这个环境都压到已经不行了。
That what he has gone through, he has been oppressed by the circumstances.
好像他的路已经绝了。
That as if his way is already at the end.
这是主要带我们走过的。
This is what the Lord will bring us.
为什么要给我们这个？
Why?
因为他说，我身上常带着耶稣的死。
That in he always have the dying of the Lord Jesus in him.
使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
That the life of Jesus might be made manifest.
你知道主为什么要在我们身上做这样的一件事情？
Why does the Lord want to do such work in us?
因为我们外面的人常常成为这个我们主生命彰显的一个拦阻。
Because our outward man oftentimes obstructed the manifestation of the life of God in us.
那个灵的生命是被我们外面这个魂的生命包住的。
That the spirit has been wrapped up by our outward man.
那里面的生命要出来，外面的生命必须要破的。
For the inward man to release, then the outward man has to be destroyed. Have to be broken.
我刚才跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们有不同的，我们有很多的我们自己的性情，我们有很多的我们自己的意见，我们有很多我们自己这个性格里的难处。
I've shared that we have a lot of difficulties in our personalities and everything in us.
如果主不在我们身上做这个破碎的工作
，If our Lord is do not do this work in us,
我们可以在主面前有领受。
If the Lord did not break us, even though we can receive from the Lord,
我们可以在主里面学习一点。
We can learn a little bit in the Lord.
但是主的生命还是出不来。
The Lord's life cannot be released.
所以神必须要借这些环境把我们带入基督的死。
So the Lord has to use these circumstances to bring us into the death of the Lord Jesus.
他这里讲到哈，这个十一节他说，我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死。
In verse 11 says, For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake.
当主把这个环境摆在我们面前的时候。
When the Lord lay up such a circumstance before us.
我们只要做一件事情。
We just need to do one thing.
主说你要背起你的十字架。
To take up your cross.
就叫常为耶稣。 为耶稣。
This is for Jesus.
就是我们主动的背起主的十字架。
That we proactively will take up our cross.
接受那一个环境。
To accept that circumstance.
或者另一个方面说，主你的意思，不要我的意思。
In other words, that Lord, this is your will and not mine.
当我们愿意这样做的时候。
When we are willing to do this.
说的简单一点，就是我们愿意在神面前投降。
You speak it very simply is that we are willing to surrender ourselves before the Lord.
很多时候我们讲对自己死哈。
Oftentimes we say we are dead to ourselves.
我们要对自己死。
We want to be dead to ourselves.
所以我就主啊，我要自己死，我要自己死。
I want to die.
这样死不掉的，就是。
You're unable to die.
我们在神面前死不是这么死的。
To die before the Lord is not such a death.
是带入基督的死。
That he will bring us into the death of Jesus.
这个环境要把我们带入基督的死。
The circumstances will bring us into the death of Christ.
就是跟主说 ，I give up.
That is to tell the Lord that you give up.
不是说我不这件事我路这个不走了，不是这意思哈。
It's not that I'm not going to walk this way.
而主我做不到。
That Lord I can't.
我绝了。
It's impossible for me. I just can't.
这叫做死。
This is death.
你知道哈，这个我不知道最近有应该有一些弟兄姊妹对这个钻石挺有感觉的哈。
I think these days maybe brothers and sisters have a sense of the diamond.
钻石大家应该都见过吧。
I suppose all of you have seen diamond.
是非常的，它是应该是这世界上最坚固的一个物质哈。
Strongest.Rock.
很美的哈。
It's beautiful.
为什么它透明，而且它有棱有角的这样。
It's transparent and it has different.
Yeah.
Pattern.
Pattern. 这个弟兄，你们有去研究过这钻石怎么形成吗
？Have you researched on how these diamonds have been formed?
他们这个钻石在地里面哈，就是有极高的温度和极高的气压。
Then in the earth, it has.Great pressure and great heat.
在无氧的环境里面
and no, without oxygen,
才能有这样的钻石产生
then they can form such diamonds.
而且这个钻石是非常纯净的
and the diamonds are pure.
越纯净的钻石越贵嘛
the purer they are, the more expensive they are.
所以这个告诉我们什么哈
what does this tell us?
我用这个就是说比方就是说我们主的生命要在我们里面越来越纯了
for the Lord's life to be pure in us,
越来越显出来
To be manifested,
必须有环境。
We have to have circumstances.
这主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
主爱我们才给我们这些环境。
The Lord loves us, so He gave us such circumstances.
我们很多时候可能这些环境临到我们。
Maybe these circumstances befall us.
我们不知道为什么。
We do not know why.
但是如果我们在主面前说，愿你的意思，不要我的意思。
If we tell the Lord Your will and not mine.
主要让我们经历到，这里讲出。这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
That he will let us experience that this power is of the Lord and it's not of us.
我跟你们分享一件事情哈。
I want to share with you.
我想了半天，不知道要不要分享。
I've been thinking all day whether or not to share.
但我觉得如果对弟兄姊妹有帮助，我还是分享一下。
I feel that if it's helpful to brothers and sisters, I should share it.
是这个，我以前在我其他教会里面哈，我喜欢一个姊妹。
When I was in another gathering, I like a sister.
然后呢，那个姊妹呢，就好像挺，就是她人比较好。
The sister was a nice person.
所以呢，就感觉，反正我就喜欢她，然后我就觉得她是不是也对我有意思
？I liked her, so I said, "Oh, maybe she likes me too."
啊，结果有一次我们就聚完会，然后我们就去那个 coffee shop， 我们就去看书。
So after the meeting, we went to the coffee shop to study.
我那天有一种冲动
啊 I was kind of having the impulsion with me that day.
但是呢，他就开始跟我说一个很奇怪的事情。
So she told me some really strange
things. 他说：“你知道某某弟，你这个你跟某某弟兄熟吗？”
do you know this brother well?
我想你为什么要问我
？I was wondering why did she ask me that question?
他说我最近有一些事，我在主面前不知道怎么办。
I have some things I do not know what to do before the Lord.
然后他就跟我说，他说他喜欢这个弟兄。
So she told me that she liked that brother.
然后我说啊，我今天有事，我就走了。
I have some things to do today, so I left.
然后我就 那一整个下午我就跟主发脾气。
So I kind of threw my temper before the Lord that afternoon.
我说你为什么要这样子？
I said, why do you do this to me?
我做错啥了吗？
Did I do anything wrong?
我觉得我想要有一个感情，这个 What's wrong with it?
I want a relationship. What's wrong with that?
然后就跟主就，哎，就抱怨他。
So I was just complaining.
就哭。
I was just crying.
但是其实我心没有真的到主面前。
But I didn't really come before the Lord in my heart.
直到我心里面好像主对我说了一句话。
But until the Lord spoke into my heart.
他说我这样做是为将你分别出来。
I do this to set you apart.
我爱你。
I love you.
你知道我那个时候主这句话进来以后。
When the Lord's word came to me.
虽然我不是很懂了，他这是什么意思。
I didn't understand at that time.
但是主的爱就充满我。
But the Lord's love filled me.
好像那一个痛的感觉，那一个伤心就没有了。
As the pain, that sorrow has gone.
我还是哭了哈。
I still cried.
但是我里面有喜乐。
But I have joy in my heart.
而且我感谢神。
And I thank the Lord.
我感谢他这样做。
I thank how he had to work out this out.
很奇妙哈。
It was very amazing.
在我跟主那么亲近的时候，主给我一个意念。
That when I was so close to the Lord gave me this thought.
这位姊妹和这个弟兄，他们最后能走到一块儿。
That this brother and this sister can come together.
我就该感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
我就祝福他们。
So I bless them.
然后那个礼拜哈。
That week.
那个弟兄过了大概四天。
About after four days.
那弟兄自己来找我。
That brother came to me.
我最近有一件事情。
He said, recently I have this thing.
他说绕啊绕啊绕。
So he beat around the bush.
结果就说出来了。
And finally he told me.
他们现在已经结婚了。
They are married now.
所以这件事对我 impact 非常大。
It has a great impact on me.
我们如果真的愿意在神面前，我们真的愿意接受。
And indeed, truly, we are willing to accept what the Lord has given.
主要给我们看到他的能力。
He will show to us.
这一次我们弟兄，我其实中间还有一处哈，但我不去分享了。我想讲一下这个专心仰赖耶和华这件事，但应该没时间了。我们就一起来看，再来看一处圣经哈。
We will read another passage.
我们来看约翰福音。
Gospel according to John.
一章。
Chapter 7,
二到六节
verses 2-6.
约翰福音第七章二到六节
Chapter 7, verses 2-6.
当时犹太人的祝棚节近了，耶稣的弟兄对他说：“你离开这里，上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。”人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行的。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。耶稣就对他们说：“我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便，不需要读音。”
We only read in Chinese.
然后我们看第十八节哈。
Verse 18.
人凭着自己说，是求自己的荣耀。唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
He that speak of himself seek his own glory, and he that seek his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him.
这次我们弟兄跟我们讲到隐藏的生活。
Our brother spoke to us this time about the hidden life before the Lord.
这隐藏生活这个件事是其实包括很多事了。
Hidden life include many things.
刚刚我们弟兄也跟我们有点交通。
Our brother shared with us.
但是这一件事也包括主这个十字架的路。
It also includes this way of the cross.
我们知道主耶稣基督，你让我们仔细去读圣经哈。
When we read the Bible carefully,
你发现保罗指着主耶稣讲的时候，他说他是神的一个奥秘。
When Paul spoke about the Lord Jesus, he said that he is the mystery of God.
他是万事以前的神心中的一个奥秘。
That before all things, the mystery of God.
奥秘什么意思？
What is mystery?
就它是隐藏起来，不给人看。
That he has been hidden and not shown to man.
所以我们的主耶稣基督，他这个生命里面有个特点。
The life of our Lord Jesus has this characteristic.
他是隐藏的。
He is hidden.
他不是随随便便给人看的。
He doesn't just show himself to anyone.
甚至到他降世为人。
even though when he took the form of man,
他三十年
for 30 years
在那边做木工。
He was a carpenter.
他生在马槽。
He was born in a manger.
然后为了逃避这个追杀，逃到埃及。
And they went.
他父母把他带到埃及。
The parents brought him to Egypt.
然后又回到拿撒勒。
And went back to Nazareth.
他在那边生活了三十年。
And he lived there for 30 years.
三十年他没有给人看。
30 years, no one noticed.
他真正的给人看了，看了多久呢？
When he was being shown to men, how long was that?
三年半的时间。
Three and a half years.
三年半在永恒里面算什么呢？
What is this three and a half years in eternity?
一闪。
Just a flash.
这是我们主的生命的特点。
That's the characteristic of
our Lord's life. 道路的一个特点。
The characteristic of the way of the cross.
就是隐藏自己。
To hide yourself.
你们看到这里他有个故事哈，这里讲到他的这个弟兄他们要上耶路撒冷去过祝棚节。
That they are going to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Tabernacle.
他们因为不信主，不相信他是神的儿子。
They do not believe that he's the son of God.
他觉得他做这些事是为了显扬他自己。
That he does all these things to show himself.
他们说，人要显扬名声，怎么能坐在暗处呢？
He said that if men want to show of themselves, then you cannot be here.
当然要给别人看了。
You want to show it to others.
我们看到，我这里有个感觉哈。
I have this sense.
就他说他去耶路撒冷，他们说你去耶路撒冷就是要得人的心嘛。
He's going to Jerusalem, and they told him that you want to go to Jerusalem to gain people's heart.
你就是为了要彰显自己嘛。
To show yourself to the world.
这个我就感觉到哈，刚才弟兄跟我们说，他耶路撒冷是预表这个我们神的百姓的聚集。
When the Bible shared that Jerusalem showed that the people of the Lord gathering together,
这样这个件事情告诉我们说，人用肉体的服侍是为了自己的。
That man using flesh to serve is for himself,
为了自己的荣耀。
For his own glory.
但是我们的主
，But our Lord,
他说我的时候还没到。
And he said that my time has not yet come.
感觉中我们的主好像他一直是活在神的面前。
That our Lord is living ever before the presence of God. That He is waiting ever before Him.
肉体要显扬自己非常快的。
It's easy for the flesh to show off Himself.
我们一有什么经历
，If we have an experience,
我们就想跟别人讲。
We want to tell others.
啊，主今天在我身上做了一件什么
？The Lord did this in my life today.
就是肉体。
This is our flesh.
我对主热心。
I have a heart for the Lord.
我马上就去做。
I just do it.
这是肉体。
This is our flesh.
但主在神面，主在给我们看到他在神面前，他是把自己隐藏起来。
But the Lord show us that before God, He has hid Himself.
在神面前隐藏起来。
He hid Himself before the Lord.
我们知道这个主啊，他在耶路撒冷的时候啊。
When the Lord was in Jerusalem.
他每天晚上都到那个橄榄山上去。
Every night He went to Mount Olivet.
很多人说橄榄山是他住的地方。
Many said that He lived there.
我们知道他就在那边跟天上的父祷告。
But we know that He was praying to the Heavenly Father.
什么样的祷告呢？
What kind of prayer?
我就去考察这个橄榄山哈。
I was looking to do some research on Mount Olivet.
我们知道哥西马陵园是在橄榄山脚下。
We know that the Garden of Gethsemane is at the bottom of the Mount Olivet.
我们也知道他在哥西马陵园的祷告。
We also know his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
父啊，如果可以，求你将这苦杯挪去。
Father, if it's possible to remove this cup from me.
但不要我的意思，乃要你的意思。
But not my will, but thine.
橄榄山也是埋葬死人的地方。
Mount Olivet also is a burial place for the dead.
所以我的感觉里面说，这橄榄山就是主他在父神面前有个交通。
That for me, I sense that he has some fellowship with the Father.
这个交通啊，当然可以有很多哈，很多方面。
It can have different sites of sharing.
但我心中觉得，我觉得主他那个交通是什么样的交通呢
？Well, I feel in my heart what kind of fellowship the Lord has with the Father.
是舍己的交通。
One that is self-denying.
你的意思不要我的意思。
Thy will, not mine.
主是在哪里得胜的呢
？Where did the Lord have victory?
主，当然我们说他在十字架上得胜。
Of course, he gained victory on the cross.
但他是在这样的交通里面得胜的。
But he gained victory in such a fellowship.
隐藏的生活才能让神得荣耀。
A hidden life can bring glory to God.
我就想到一件事，这讲完就结束了。
Just one last thing.
我也想很多人都觉得说，讲到这个上面去讲这些就好像很好哈。
Oh, for them to go up there and speak is kind of very good.
我感觉神现在给我一个感觉。
God gave me the sense.
祷告。主说你坐在暗中的天上有赏赐的。
The prayer, when you do in hidden, you have reward up there.
他们这个主说法利赛人他们做这些事他们已经得了他们的赏赐为什么他们要做出来给人看
The Pharisees, they do it before men. They already received their reward.
我觉得我已经没赏赐了。
I feel that I don't have any more reward.
就是这样子我就觉得在神面前这赏赐比那个在所以我是想鼓励弟兄姊妹哈
I want to encourage brothers and sisters
这个隐藏的生活哈
A hidden life
我感觉当中神最看重的这件事情
I see that the Lord emphasized this
它也是我们十字架道路里面一个非常重要的事情
That is important in the matter of the will of God
很多都讲不完了所以这个
I can't finish everything I'll wait till next time I'll end here We thank our brother sacrificing his own reward and bring blessing to us. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Keep us to have this desire to want to seek you.
开我们眼睛，主啊，叫我们看见，主啊，如果没有奉献。
Open our eyes to see we cannot walk this Christian way without consecration.
带领我们每一个人从心中甘心乐意地把自己归给你。
Lead us that from our hearts we truly want to give ourselves to you.
好像我们真的开始真正能够走这个门徒背起十字架的道路。
That we can truly begin to walk this way of the disciple, the way of the cross.
主啊，虽然有时候我们不敢这样祷告，但是你检查我们的心。
Lord, sometimes we're afraid to pray such a prayer, but Lord, search our hearts.
主啊，借着环境，借着各样的周遭的事物，叫我们能够被炼净。
Through circumstances, Lord, purify us.
主啊，好叫我们真是能够进入经历你的丰盛的生命。
Lord, that we'll indeed enter and experience your abundant life.
谢谢主今天给我们这段时间。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I'll be